This is DJ Frederick. You found the Radio Thrift Shop. Cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm the proprietor, DJ Frederick. The Thrift Shop is open for your listening pleasure here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online here at classicalwscs.org. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to hear a selection of songs that were originally instrumentals and then words and vocals were added later. They were instrumentals first, here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Like the flutter of a butterfly wing. A lover's heart must have another heart to which it can cling. Take my heart, I gladly give it all to you.
Delicado, delicado, please handle with care. Delicado, delicado, this love is so rare.
What a lover should be. Here is my kiss. Oh, take it, darling, won't you take it from me? Here's my heart, and while you hold it, delicately. take my heart, but never break my heart in two. Dream is heaven when you flatter it. Oh, a jealous breath of air can scatter it. Oh, an unkind word and you can shatter it. So please handle every dream with care. Hold it delicately. Take my heart.
Take my heart.
But never break my heart in two.
Delicado, delicado. Please handle with care.
The Ray Conniff Singers with Somewhere My Love, Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago. Before that, we heard the original instrumental conducted by Maurice Jarre. And we started this set off with the instrumental of Delicado with Percy Faith and his orchestra from 1952. And then from later that same year, we heard the vocal version by Dinah Shore. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century, a recorded sound. And this evening, we're doing instrumentals, then vocals. Tunes that were originally instrumentals, and then vocals and lyrics were added later. I'll be back with more tunes and more songs right after this.
A stroke, very simply put, is a blockage of one of your major arteries in your brain, most likely in the middle cerebral artery, which is the main branch that comes up from the side of your brain.
Why is it that some patients are able to survive a stroke and others are not? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
And we would hope that other branches that connect to that main tree could provide restoration of blood flow to that main branch to help the tissue kind of recover.
Dr. Michelle Theus is an assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech.
When you have a stroke, the brain tissue is starved of nutrients and oxygen, which the blood vessels normally supply. When those blood vessels become blocked, oxygen, glucose, things like that, are no longer available for neural activity to occur. Without glucose and oxygen, our brains and neurons begin dying. Patients can go unconscious or go into a coma, but ultimately the neurons that die are unable to provide important body functions such as arm movement or leg movement, so patients can become paralyzed as one consequence of stroke. The focus of my research is to understand how the blood vessels that become blocked in the brain are able to repair after this blockage of the vessel. This blockage in some patients allows other aspects of the blood vessels to become active. So we can reroute blood flow from a different branch or tree branch of a blood vessel. If you can think of them as a bridge between two roads. If one road becomes congested with traffic, you're able to bypass that road through a different route.
It's this rerouting of the blood flow that can help damaged brain tissue heal. More about surviving strokes in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You're tuned to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick, and we're stepping into days of futures past on the Radio Thrift Shop. All right, that's a little unusual. Kemosabe, the instrumental by the Electric Indian, and then the vocal by Len Barry. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm here every Saturday evening with you from 10 p.m. until midnight. Occasionally on the Radio Thrift Shop, I feature episodes of Laura Erickson's For the Birds. And we're going to check in with Laura right now, and then I'll be back with more instrumentals first, then vocals.
With the novel virus raging and pressure on our health care system heavier than most of us have ever in our lifetime seen, except possibly in some cities during the AIDS epidemic of the 80s before the federal government started paying attention, I'm having to lay low so I won't somehow end up needing medical care for anything minor. Russ and I are both pushing 70, and my recent heart attack and being on warfarin both put me at an even higher at-risk level. So I'm wary of the oncoming tick and mosquito seasons. I'd just as soon avoid Lyme disease and all those other arthropod-borne illnesses anyway, of course, but we and other high-risk people must be especially wary when medical care will soon be at a premium everywhere. With the early spring, I've started my dog Pip on her heartworm medicine and her flea and tick collar a month earlier than usual, and I'll be much more careful myself. But just because a few insects and other arthropods could be harmful doesn't mean I'm not relishing thoughts of others. Butterflies, mayflies, so many lovely emergences to look forward to in the coming weeks and months. And one thing to emerge already from my backlog of emails is a message I received way last summer from Del Stubbs in Pinewood, Minnesota. He had been going through photos from 2008 and found some amazing ones. He and his wife, Celine Thoyne, who were beekeepers then, had what looks like a chipping sparrow nest in a white cedar, and his photos show a huge honeybee swarm, the length of two footballs, abutting the tiny nest. What especially struck Dell was that though the bees completely surrounded the nest, not one of them entered it. Within a couple of hours of discovering it, Dell got them safely moved into a hive. Life being what it is, Dell and Celine never noticed if the sparrows successfully brought off the eggs, though because the nest had just three eggs the day of the bee swarm, the clutch was quite likely not complete yet, so the female was probably not trying to incubate them. The disturbance lasted only a couple of hours, so it's quite possible the birds didn't even notice the drama. Dell generously allowed me to post his cool photos on my blog at LauraErickson.com. It's so wonderful hearing from listeners during this time when we must stay physically apart. Of course, sometimes the emails are sad. A lot of people haven't been seeing many birds this year. Right now, migration is starting to kick in, and in the weeks ahead, bird activity in our yards should start picking up. As of March 30th, raptor counters at Duluth's West Skyline Hawk Count had tallied 2,473 bald eagles, 139 golden eagles, 265 red-tailed hawks, and a smattering of other raptors. I'm stuck at home, but I have seen several bald eagles just when I'm looking out the window or going out in the backyard. Any day now, I should start seeing juncos in my own backyard, and then fox sparrows, and maybe a yellow-bellied sapsucker or a yellow-rumped warbler in my aspen tree, and whoosh, the floodgates will open. And as I watch the migration unfold in my own backyard, I'll also be watching for bees. And when I see my first one, I'll think of Dell and Celine. Having these human connections means ever so much at a time like this. Stay safe and well, dear listener. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
released on the London record label in 1966. Shelby Flint with Cast Your Fate to the Wind. And before that, the original from 1963, the amazing Vince Guaraldi Trio with Cast Your Fate to the Wind. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're casting your fate to the airwaves with the Radio Thrift Shop. We're playing tunes that were instrumentals first, then vocal versions came later.
A breeze sighed, a sad mournful song. The brave golden hawk had departed, had gone to that great, great beyond. Sometimes at night when there's rain in the sky, she hears her love high above. He and his pony go thundering by. Thank you.
the Oscar-winning tune from 1960, Never on Sunday, with Don Costa. Before that, one of my favorite keyboardists, Richard Heyman, with Autumn Concerto. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Exploring science in the sea. Surfers who want to spend a long time riding a single wave might not want to spend their time in Hawaii, Australia, or Portugal. Instead, they might want to surf up a river in China, where a single wave can last for more than an hour, a wave known locally as the Silver Dragon. The wave is a tidal bore. Such waves form on rivers that flow into wide, shallow bays that have a large swing in the height of the tides. At the highest tides, the bay acts like a funnel, pushing water into the river. As the river narrows, the tide gets higher, forming a taller wave. The wave is especially high around new moon or full moon. The gravity of the moon and sun pull along the same line, increasing the height of the tide. The Silver Dragon is the tallest of all tidal bores. It flows from Hangzhou Bay on China's eastern coast. The bay is about 60 miles wide as it empties into the sea, but only 13 miles wide at the mouth of the Qiantong River, a perfect shape for a tidal bore. As the bore travels up the river, it can reach a height of 30 feet and a top speed of 25 miles per hour. It's visible from miles away. The waves have been drawing visitors for thousands of years. In fact, a chart from the year 1056 predicted the tide's appearances, perhaps to make it easier for tourists to time their visits. Today, the region hosts a festival each fall to celebrate the waves. Top surfers have ridden the wave for more than an hour, getting the best of the Silver Dragon. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is DJ Frederick with a reminder that the Radio Thrift Shop is archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. All 519 programs are up there if you'd like to peruse them. In this edition of the Thrift Shop, we're exploring music that was instrumental first, then lyrics were added later. Thank you.
I sit alone in this cafe and listen to the jukebox play, reminding me of yesterday and you. Each moment was a valentine. You promised you'd be always mine, and I believe the words you said were true. I see your face, it's everywhere. I close my eyes, but you're still there, reminding me of things we used to do. I wonder what your heart is saying when you hear a jukebox playing the song that brings me yesterday and you.
Jesus. as the deep blue sea. Your tender love brings the magic out, the enchanted sea to me.
Browns with their vocal version of The Enchanted Sea, and before that, the original version by the Islanders. And we started off with Bobby V with Armin's Theme, and before that, the original from 1956 by David Seville. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening, wishing you many blessings, and wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seats while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walk alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of an East Street lamp. I turn my collar to the cold, by the flash of the neon lights, the spinning light, and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without. Silence. Who said I do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning to the words that it was forming.